Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. I also want to take the opportunity to thank all of my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping those nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Detail, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner. Have Wheels Will Clean. Also, I want to talk to you tonight about a subject that I've just came into realization on. I mean, it's been happening a long time. So if you have a loved one or friend or know anybody that's incarcerated in the prison system, tell them they need to check that paperwork. In helping inmates in my state, I'm finding out that if you have a court-appointed attorney, the attorney is not free. So that's what I want to talk about to you tonight. Is your court-appointed attorney free? Well, listen, what I found out is not a free attorney, okay? And this is what is going on in the system. So when you go to court and they ask you if you want to hire your lawyer or if you can afford an attorney, that an attorney will be appointed to you, most people hear that and stop. But I've sat in courtrooms many a times and the judge advised you that even though you can't afford an attorney, the court will appoint you an attorney, but it is not a free attorney. So they go and ask you to come sign the paperwork that you want the court to appoint you a court-appointed attorney. Listen at this bomb I'm getting ready to drop on you, my listeners. This is what happens. If you have any expert witnesses the state brought in, guess who's paying for that? You are. If you have any other witnesses that the state has to bring in besides expert witnesses, you're paying for that as the defendant. Now, they do not advise you of that in court, okay? They let you go to prison thinking you had a court-appointed attorney that the state is going to take that bill. No, no, no. You are going to pay for that attorney. Now, this is where they're getting you. If you're serving a long time and have to go on work release, or if the judge order you to go immediately on work release, guess what? You're going to pay for that attorney out of your work release money. You will not have money to help you with your transition by the time you get to pay that court-appointed attorney. For an example, I am working with this inmate right now. He's been incarcerated for 30 years. His expert witness was $53,000. Okay? If you have any restitution, you're paying for that. But you know that going to prison. If the judge order any type of restitution, you know that's coming out of your pocket. But what they don't tell you is that you're paying for that expert witness or any other witness that the state bring in there to prove their case. So his expert witness was $53,000. Then his court-appointed attorney was $50,000. So since he has been incarcerated over 30 years, they have added interest on that money at 4.97%. So guess what, my listeners? This man, after pulling 30 years, is facing a bill for the state of $119,000 plus the $800 restitution fee. Now listen, I'm telling you, y'all need to find out, because they let this man stay in prison 30 years. He's getting ready to come home in the next 2 years, so they put him on work release. He has to pay to stay in prison. So by the time he paid to stay in prison, and by the time they pay the restitution and the lawyer coming out of his work release check, boom, $0, he will be leaving out of prison. And they're putting it at such a low of rate for him to pay that he's coming out of prison more than likely on the state at least $100,000. Now tell me, how crazy is that? They let this man, and I mean, I know people been in prison 40-something years. So if his is $119,000 at 30 years, just think about what the person that's been in prison 40 or 45 years. Just think of how many thousands of dollars they owe the state. So you young guys that think you bad and want to go to prison and do stuff, the next time you go into a courtroom and they ask you, do you want a court-appointed attorney? It would be your best bet to say no. And if you can't afford an attorney, you're just going to have to learn how to fend for yourself, because this is going to be your destiny. You will owe that state if you take the services of their court-appointed attorney and stay incarcerated any length of time. You're not going to have a penny to live off of when you come back, supposedly as a free man. And this is what I feel in my heart is the bomb. They know you're not going to be able to come out here and get a job immediately. I mean, some people are lucky on their work release jobs. The people will hire them coming out in society. But where is he going to live? It's no use to having a job and don't have a place to live. You definitely ain't going to have no car. Because all of that money is going to the state. And when you get out, even though the prison system may take $45 a month against that judgment, guess what? They probably gonna charge you more once you become a free man. So listen, the best thing to do is stay out of trouble, young people. Do not get caught up in this prison system. It is a revolving door for you. Because guess what? If you don't pay the state their money back, guess where you're going? Back to prison. It's a revolving door. So whatever gifts you have, just find somebody, find a mentor, anybody that's positive to help you get back on track and go the right way, because prison is not the answer. I pray that you are listening to me. And like I said, they let you stay up in there and don't tell you this until they're thinking about letting you come home. And that's when they drop the bomb on you. Oh, well, you remember that court-appointed attorney we allowed you to have? Well, guess what? You're getting ready to pay that fee right now. So just think how discouraging and disappointing this could be. But if you're ever involved in a court situation, young people, listen to, learn to listen. Learn to listen while the judge is speaking. Because even though he tells you the attorney is not free, he doesn't tell you that you're going to pay for the attorney. So in the event you happen to get caught up in this trap, you better pray to God that somebody have the money to hire you a private attorney. So don't go in there talking about you can't afford now and sign those papers that you want a court-appointed attorney, because this is the stuff that they hide from you. Because they know you don't know, they know you don't read, and you're putting your life on the line. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. Ignorance is no excuse for the law. So while you're busy out here in these streets thinking you big and bad, you better be trying to learn the Constitution of the United States, because that's what's going to protect you if you ever get involved in a criminal act. And they don't follow that. So I don't know how you're going to come out of it without falling prey to the system. Okay? It is truly, truly mind-boggling what these people are doing to anybody incarcerated. It makes no sense. And we're sitting back allowing this to happen. It's time for us to stand up for our rights. Let them know we're not going to sit down and take this crap no more. Because we are citizens of the United States of America. Okay, and you just can't do us any kind of way and think we're going to sit down and accept it. Now, like I said, if you have a loved one in prison or you have a friend in prison that you're trying to help out, go down to the courthouse. I don't know if they'll give you the information without his consent or her consent, but go to the courthouse and find out if this person owed the state that they got convicted in any money. Because I can imagine how sick this man got when he found out he owed this $119,000. To the state. It's enough being in prison and the stuff that goes on in there. But to think you're finally getting ready to get a taste of freedom, and then they drop this bomb. Oh, by the way, you know, you got to pay for that state-appointed attorney. It was ordered by the judge. And listen, if it's not on your paperwork, go down to the courthouse. Because if it's not judge ordered, then you're going to have to look up this laws of your state, but trust me, the judge might not have ordered you to pay it and put it on those commitment papers and judgment, but they're going to make you pay. They're going to make you pay if they gave you a state-appointed attorney. So please, please, young people, take this nugget, stay out of trouble, find your gift. You can make money legally, and you'll become a millionaire quicker knowing your gift than being on a corner selling some drugs, okay? Because drugs has only two outcomes, death or prison. And start reading books. Start reading books. Because what they do is they give you a reading test in the third grade. And if you fail that reading test, guess what? They already done set you up to go to prison. So parents, if your children are in kindergarten, teach them how to read. So by third grade, they can say that they will not be a statistics for the Department of Corrections or the Department of Public Safety in this world. It's very, very important. Knowledge is the key. That is the only thing no one can take from you because it's inside your mind. And that they can't take. So young people, start reading books that will help you be successful in this world. If you need a mentor, you can let me know. I know plenty of organizations that have mentors for young men that can get you on your right path so you will not become a statistic for your state. Okay? Prison is no place for anybody. As I say all the time, it's modern day slavery. You just don't have the shackles. You just don't have the shackles. So we're not progressing in this country because mass incarceration is a major problem right now. It is a big business on the state and federal level. And with the Republicans in control of the House and the Senate, we're in trouble, people. Because they don't want you on the street. And they're not going to help you get out either. So, you know, they're trying to stop us from voting right now. So you need to get to the polls. And you need to research your candidate as to who you're going to put up in there and fight for you. Now, last week I had on my show Dr. Michael McCorvick. He's president of the National Association of Black Defenders. Listen, people, this was the strangest thing. I spoke to him a week ago. He's in North Carolina this week. He's in North Carolina this week, making things happen, okay? This man is a go-getter. Parents, if you have people incarcerated, you need to become a member of this organization. And let me tell you, your loved one will be home quicker than you can blink your eye. This is how awesome this man is, okay? So go to the National Association of Black Defenders, Inc. It's located in Washington, D.C., and become a member of that organization because it's time for us to fight for our freedom, and it's time for change in this country. We're not going to sit down and take no more of this mistreatment from our prison system and our people that we put in place to help us live and have justice for all. And if your senators and congressmen are not doing that for you, okay, it's time to vote them out. It's time to vote them out and put somebody in there for the people, not for them to get that fat paycheck that they're getting, okay? It's time to fight, people. It's time for a change. And this organization is going to make it happen. It's going to make it happen. So become a member of it. Become a member of any organization that's fighting for social justice and human rights in your city. Find out which one it is and go become a member of it. And just like the Black Lives Movement, we need to have a social change and human rights movement. That's what we need right now. Because they are making our people slaves. They are making our people slaves. 55% of life sentence people pulling life sentences are Black Americans. 55%. That's over half of the prison population in this country. And we're going to sit down and let them, let our people die? No. We're not going to sit up there and let our people die. They're even sentencing children to prison with life sentences. Thank God they finally made it illegal. They were putting them on death row. But a juvenile with a life sentence? No, that's not the law. And it's not going to happen in this country. We call the United States of America. But by the time this person, that was a juvenile, get out of the belly of the beast, he's going to be a problem, Houston. Trust me. He's going to be so full of anger. And he might have did what he did, but that doesn't make him a bad person. It doesn't make him a bad person. He just had no guidance, or she had no guidance. Okay? If they had the guidance, they wouldn't be in that situation. So I'm challenging all my listeners with children, 6 to 25. If you have children 6 years old to 25, you need to start fighting for their lives right now, because there is an agenda by the time they reach the third grade if you're not teaching them to read. They've geared the system that way. And please mark this on your calendar. I don't care when your child gonna reach the third grade. But whenever he gets, the day he get in the third grade, they're gonna test him. You need to ask for the results of those tests. You need to see those tests as a parent. And you do not need to accept. If the child got to be tested 2-3 times, do it. Do it, because this is their agenda. They're not going to try to teach him nothing. They're not going to try to teach your child nothing if he does not or she does not pass that reading test in the third grade. So you cannot set your child up for failure listening to the school system. Don't let them play that game on you. You're there with your child. You know if your child's smart, or you know if your child needs some improvements in some areas. So start working on that in kindergarten. Start working on it in kindergarten. So by the time they get to the third grade, we can laugh at these people and say your plan didn't work, because my child will not be a statistics of the prison system that you've set up for him or her. they will not be a statistic for this prison system. Never again. It's time to fight and make a change. We cannot sit down as parents and fail our children that way. So you can't say you don't know, because the Linda Monroe Show is telling you what the agenda is, and I'm giving you the solution to this epidemic. So I hope you take this nugget and run with it. Get to read into those children. Like I said, 6 to 25. This is the age range that they focus on. Because they're not trying to let your child become a successful adult in this society. Broadcasting from Bashani Radio, iHeart, live from New York City, this is the Linda Monroe Show, and I am Linda Monroe. If you want to know more about me and what I do, go to lindamonroe.com. Again, don't forget to go to Google Play and download Bashani Radio app. We're live from New York City talking about in and everything. Also, want to take this opportunity to thank my listeners for listening to my broadcast each and every week. We're dropping these nuggets to help you live your best life. This show is sponsored by Rashad Details, Terry Ingram Sr., CEO and owner, Have Wheels Will Clean. Also, don't forget to go to Linda Monroe and order my book, Overcoming All Odds, The Life I Should Not Have Lived. I'll send you a gift along with that order, as well as an autographed copy. And if you can't read, I got it in audio. I will read it to you. It will truly, truly, truly be a blessing. Until next week, same time, same station. Be blessed. I love you. God loves you. And all is well. Attend church tomorrow, okay? Bye-bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.